I love a woman that knows her way around the motherboard.
Motherboard.
Yeah.
Wait,
come
wait,
on.
You love a woman that knows her way around the motherboard. What the fuck are you talking about?
Come on.
I don't know what a motherboard is.
What the fuck are you talking about? You like a woman that knows her way around her motherboard.
Now you make me question myself. Wait, am I going crazy?
What are you talking about?
Am I going crazy?
Makayabu. Okay, I've got one. Chaplines for a black girl in tech. I can tell you have gone through a lot of back end development.
Boy, that's cold.
I see them laughing over there. I'm on their booth.
What's going on, people? E-man from Past the Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheers.
All right, cool, cool. This is episode 5. We are Past the Meerkat.
Yes.
We've got myself, Emmanuel. We got
Emmanuel.
Shake.
E-man. Mm. To the left of me,
we got Shake.
Bangs.
Pedro.
Tim.
Dej.
Cool, man. Just before we start, we've got a live show coming.
Mm. Yeah. Everyone excited
for it?
Yes. Of course.
What about the live show, E-man?
The live show. Think of whoever watches Wilding Out. Think of that. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
Well, games. Crowd participation. Music.
I'm just repeating what you're saying.
Vibes.
So we're doing a.
Bro, this guy spat all over the map.
Participation is a hard word. Let's be honest.
Cool. So we're doing a tour. We're going to start off in Birmingham, November the 27th.
Yes.
Cool. Thought I was going to get that date wrong. Then we move to London, December the 10th.
Where in London?
Shepherd's Bush.
Yes, Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah. Why are you guys testing me?
It's hard to remember. December reminds me of that story you did.
Let's not get into that. 31st of December. Okay, cool. Why are we shouting? Then we finish off in Manchester on the 16th of December.
Baby. Yes.
Due to be lit.
But obviously this year we started putting our real faces out a bit more. People have been saying like who's the faces behind the voices and all of this and the animations and whatnot. And we started putting some stories out. And we put some stories out that weren't voted in the season by the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys know, it's always contentious because you might believe your story. You can see the vision
believe.
Of the animation. Yeah. You can see that you can see the million views of TikTok, but the whole group doesn't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's about vision sometimes. Sometimes 100%. It's a soul vision.
It's a vision.
And we're in a democracy.
We are serious one. Some people do hate that. You know,
some people want to be in other countries.
Some people want to be in communist states.
And some people want to be in some people want to be in a land of the free.
So obviously we got a story that came out last week, I want to say.
About a week and a bit ago.
And this was Deji's story about when his dad caught him on the streets after school. And as a group, we kind of just said, nah, this ain't it. That ain't it, y'all.
Yeah.
Can I put a disclaimer?
What?
I wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't know about... No, but Harry Potter wasn't the main crux of that.
Yeah, but
no,
it was one joke.
Yeah, it's Paul Crux. I just said crux.
When you guys were saying Parcel Tong didn't slap, you guys put me off it.
They made a mockery of it.
I have the video.
I have the evidence.
That's the funny thing about stories.
Run the vid, bro. Run the vid.
He'll drop it in time.
That's the funny thing about stories. Sometimes one line takes you away from
the biasness that we have in this group. We've had it in Spicy. We've had it in loads of different. We've had it in certain.
You did not mention
that story again. I think Jake had it in his back of his mind. That's crazy.
Man,
it's
spicy.
He realized, I can't say this.
Listen, we have a bias in the group, right? When it comes to our deliberations.
What is the bias though? Like, what's this bias we keep talking about? Because I want to know why Pastor Tom didn't make it.
No, it's crazy. Because everyone has biases to different people on different groups based on what the story they're telling.
Can I say something?
Go on, go for it.
Actually, no, you was actually on the flow of things. Let me let you finish. Go on.
I was going to say that people have a different bias depending on who's telling the story.
Yeah.
So if Dej is telling the story, for example, Dej is a great storyteller. Yeah. He's consistent with his story. Yeah. So we as a group, bearing in mind, we know Dej. So we know the stories that hit. Like for us, isn't it? Because there's different topics and stuff that you can go through. So when you branch out of that, you want to go and have a new album and you want to go and try a new flow, that flow is...
Yeah, he's been doing R&B his whole life.
And now you want to go and do that.
Yeah, why the piano for?
And now you want to do Amapiano. Like, listen,
honestly, I like
your old albums in it. Like, this new shit right now you're doing, yeah? I can fuck with it maybe in a couple years, yeah?
But Shay, you've been doing that for 2 seasons now. So what is your problem with him?
I've been doing what with 2 seasons?
I get
that.
So he's basically saying Abdul,
basically. I rate Abdul. So that's not, don't do that to me. No, don't put me on that because how you compared it. But I lived with this guy and I've seen Abdul times 10 that he hasn't released yet.
You got an album in a tuck.
Nah, but listen.
Abdul was the greatest.
Nah, but like I think obviously
because you don't think you got a better single than that.
Nah, bro.
You know when you're an artist,
you're
in the studio but you haven't recorded, yeah. And that's like that you had to unrelease.
Like I said, I have my biases as well. Like
yeah,
but how are we getting it so wrong? Like, it's okay to get it a bit wrong, but how have we got a story that is not even in the season that has done better than every story in the season, bar two stories?
If you want me to get toxic, then I'll get toxic, innit?
Get toxic, that's what we want.
That's a flaw in our system.
Very big.
I think what Beng said is true, though, because you kind of highlighted that one joke, which you probably worked a lot on, the parcel tongue joke, and no one really got it. So it's stuck in most people's memory. I'll be honest.
It's like three little words.
It's like, don't make jokes that other guys aren't going to understand.
Yeah, I agree. What I think...
Like Beng said... We shouldn't have concentrated on that.
Yeah, that was the flaw.
There was so much more.
Can I ask a question?
He tried it. That was the best joke.
That's one of the best jokes, bro. Like, you see it in the comments. That is a sick joke.
Chill. People have said pass the tongue in the comments, but it's not the overwhelming majority of comments about that story.
Okay. So if you had to pinpoint one single thing, what would you say is...
Throwback.
Like, a lot of...
Yeah, I know, but so now I'm talking about a joke.
A lot of people said the Eddie Murphy thing.
Yeah.
And there was another joke about the S's that people said.
Yeah. The hiss.
Yeah. But no, I think that's a great story. And it's amazing to see that we can get some stories out that, you know, just weren't rated. And also, weren't rated by the group. But also, I feel like it's a time for us to think about, you know, how do we select new stories? But and how do things like Three Little Birds get through the crowd?
I think we understood that. We get it wrong sometimes.
Yeah, cracks. That's
this is why, obviously, with the animation, it's very limited in terms of like the number of stories that we can tell. Yeah. So that's why this season we've switched up the format where we started to go.
Eman hates this conversation.
Live stream.
This conversation boring, man. Like, we've developed a strategy already.
Yeah, 100%. That's what
we've seen. Now we've seen that.
The strategy is what we're doing right now.
That story can get animated.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Exactly. We've developed a strategy.
Is that what you're saying? We're going to do going forward. So like every story has to get clearance
get clearance from us, and it needs to be of that standard where we know everyone loves this story, so it needs to get animated.
Eman raises a great point. What happened at the beginning of the season, or the selecting section of the season, we said that the things that we put out as live audio, live action, if that story is great, we can animate it for the next year. I think that was actually the discussion.
I think that's good, yeah, and that's what I want to do, but then we've only got one story, actually, or maybe like two, like if we're considering the guests as well, that we think, okay, this is going to go into next season.
Yeah.
That's it. If we're being real, it's only parcel time.
That's fine. That's good.
Yeah, that's fine. Because we're still going to go.
I'm saying that we're still going to have to do the process of telling best stories.
100%. And we'll do the same thing again. So there'll be a delay, right?
Like, so when we tell the stories, are we going to put the real life out first and then see the feedback?
That's long.
So then we're going to get into the same problem.
Yeah, 100%.
We'll do the same for us to get to that problem as long as you know the good content's going to get released. It's going to be delayed.
It should be a backlog, isn't it?
So we're on different pages because I don't want another repeat of parcel time.
We can't. What can we do about? How do we do that? Like, you tell me what the solution is. Then you tell me the solution.
I think we put the stories out.
I think we put the stories out.
I've got a solution here.
Wait. What do you mean?
Put the stories out on TikTok.
Them, we put them out, the real life versions. The one that slaps, the 10 of mine that slap, we animate them.
I think it's dead.
I think it's dead as well. I do. I actually agree with you. But we're going to get into another. We can't have a parcel.
But we
parcel don't come. We can have another parcel.
We can have it. It's still done for the same job. We can have it.
Parcel comes even better because it was real life.
Yeah. Parcel don't come. And it generates what we're
doing. Imagine we edit, like, cut it down to like 2 minutes 20.
Yeah, parcel.
Yeah, okay, so.
And I think you need to be comfortable of knowing, I think we as a group need to be comfortable of knowing that, unfortunately, as much as we try to get it right 100%, we are
we
not.
We get it wrong.
We're human beings.
They've experienced it. I've experienced it. Other people have experienced it. We've all experienced it. Some people have experienced it.
You have veins in your neck when you're saying that.
What story was yours?
I remember the story. I have a few stories. There's some stories.
Thank you legs.
Yeah, but so now I'm thinking, like, imagine how many stories that I've told, because I've told some stories in season 4 that didn't make it. I was looking at the list the other day.
Yeah.
Imagine what a disservice we've done to them.
Like, I'm sorry, but to be fair, it's only you.
No.
okay, we haven't got the evidence. We've got evidence to prove that.
Yeah, but it could be.
Yeah, but even me, isn't that enough though? Like, because don't you mind think to yourself, like, I want this to blow. Like, if we get another Abdul situation, like, that's good for all of us, bro. It's not just about people rating my story. It's good for the product.
Hey, Pedro, what's the next topic, man?
I need a solution.
I want to say this to end the topic here. And literally, have you got your topic ready? Or is Deji got your
topic?
Yeah, I want to say this to end this, yeah?
Sorry, man.
Sorry. You're the topic, man. What we need to do as a group, yeah? Here's what we need to do as a group, yeah? And I don't want any response. Go straight into the topic here. Come together.
Yeah.
Kill our egos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, forget about airtime. Think about the product. Mm-hmm. Product is above your ego.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to that place in your mind, it's beautiful up there, man. It's beautiful. And then the product is just better. The season's just better. The stories are better. The response is better. The engagement is better. So once we get there, no responses. Once we get there,
Shay's gonna respond. But his eyes twitching.
I have to respond. I agree with everything you're saying, okay. But you're not addressing the bias. How do we address the bias?
No. Do you know? Do you know what?
Let's do the topic. The thing about bias is that
you don't really get.
You're not thinking about your ego. We'll talk about this offline because you'll piss me off.
Anyway, on stories, yeah, I was gonna say, leading on from what we were just talking about, like, some man did tell really good stories in the live show.
Yeah,
that aren't really known for telling good stories in the series. Well, Vish, to be honest, like, Vish told a really good story in a live show. He probably got the best feedback.
Yeah,
man, we'll definitely kind of clear.
Yeah, he's
like, that was sweet.
Stage presence, everything.
Yeah, so he was really clear. So that shows it's not always clear cut sort of thing.
Because of what? Bias.
But yeah, we'll keep it moving.
But anyway, I wanted to speak about the live show.
Live show.
Last year's live show.
No. Yeah. I'm angry.
Guys, why?
I feel like I know what you're gonna say as well.
What?
No, go on.
I think I do as well, but go on. I think I know.
I've been waiting for a platform to do this, man. And it's fitting the way where I'm sitting today.
Why?
I'm directly facing the culprit.
You're not that.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, this is the culprit. This is the culprit.
Okay. I knew you were going to talk about the seats.
We
play the game.
There's big culprit.
Did you watch your TikTok? I sent you today.
Oh, I watched that as well. That's hilarious.
What was he doing?
The exact thing he's about to talk about is in that video.
Okay, run it.
Bro, so we were doing karaoke, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The question comes up. What was the question? I can't even remember what the question was.
It was, it's okay, girl, because I'm a...
I know what
the song was. The song was...
When you find your girl's cheating on you.
Yeah, that was the song, yeah.
Okay, so our team chose Usher, You Don't Have to Call after tonight. Don't leave your girl around me if you play it for real.
Yeah,
this is our karaoke segment. So I don't know if you guys have watched the video. in the video, there's a moment in the video where Usher and his boy,
yeah,
they sit down and the song on the beat goes doom doom doom, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
That was cool. We didn't practice it, so that's essentially what we were going to do on the stage. My robot was too lit. We picked the song, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When the song starts playing, I whispered to Bing, I'm like, yo, let's do that.
I was wondering, did you confine with the group?
Shut up. That was very rude.
I know.
What was your question?
No, I said, did you confine with the group? Like, you're going to do this? Like, everyone knows.
No.
Yeah, that's the question.
You need to do it because the car's not.
Yeah, but.
Okay. You got the chairs.
Yeah.
So we get the chairs and we place it in time for that moment where it happens.
Okay.
So the moment comes and me and Benji look at each other across the stage and we're about to go into our shit. And I see Magnum Duck Shake.
Triple Magnum Duck Shake.
And then it's gone and Mercedes turns off the song.
Yeah.
And we lost that round.
Man.
Sorry, you would have lost anyways.
No, we would have won. Like that.
You not had Whitney Houston in it.
Yeah, you weren't winning that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
Take anything you want to say. I haven't had the apology yet. That's all I'll say.
In those situations, right? In a night. It's a vibe. Everyone's enjoying. You're out there. You're enjoying yourself. You see a situation where you can go and contribute. In future, it'd be helpful to understand or know a tap or whatever what's going on in that situation. I hear that. You can understand about it. That way you clear
why
out.
Why did you sit down though?
Yeah.
Because obviously like there's a seat there. The situation's there. You can go and do, it's a prop.
Yeah, what did you want to do in the chair?
I wanted to go on the seat and just like vibes. It's a prop. It's something to go and add something else to the performance. Yeah.
The way you said that, Petra just stood there. The video is so funny because Petra just stood there. And like, what's good?
So, obviously, that's the vibe that I'm on. So, in the future, like, you man are in sync. Just let a man know what you're doing.
I just don't want to be on your team again.
Let a man know what you're doing. And
well, you're a nice guy.
That's hilarious, bro.
Yeah, but the live show, I mean, last year's live show was just sick. Like, I remember first, like, coming on. So when
I was vexed, bro.
Pause.
At the beginning.
Okay. I was actually going to get to use what's part, so.
I'm not even vexed about that. I'm vexed about something else, bro. I'm vexed about that. Because basically, I didn't even want to. Like, Ben's knows, I didn't want to, like, we were confused about how to come in the entrance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that, but I was like, Ben was like, actually, yes, the start of the show. And I was like, cool, let me just do it. Like, I wasn't in the mood to perform music and I didn't think it would go off like that. I don't like doing stuff if I don't know how I'm
going to get
lit.
Okay.
But we agreed to do it, so cool, I'm performing the intro song. So when we're like, before the show starts, when we're like rehearsing, obviously, they've got this sound guy. Like, they've got a sound guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the lighting guy, he's like a young kid. Like, you can tell he's like an intern. He's like, very engaged. He's like, yeah, I got that.
He was on it.
What about these lights? You like these with red?
Yeah, the reds, yellows. Yeah, he was on point.
Fade in, fade out, come in, you come in, come out. Everything was good.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, the sound guy, he's like,
Yeah.
The sound guy was cash.
Yeah, he's
100%
a vegan.
Did he control the laptop as well? I'm sure he did.
I think it was Steve doing the laptop.
But he had to do it eventually. He was going to be someone else doing it.
Maybe he did. But this guy was just like so one of those proper laid back, like, I'm not really involved. And I'm like saying, like, look, the sound is so important. So, like, I'm going to go rehearse, like, get my sound levels right. He's just there like that.
Yeah, man.
He's like, yeah, like, don't worry, like, 22 decibels.
I've been here before.
Yeah, I'll fade it in, fade it out. We've done this before. Like, it's very fine. So I'm like, cool. Like, I'm like, yeah, I want this to go good. This is supposed to be the start of the show. I need it to be high energy. So I need like the music to be loud and I need my voice to be loud. I say all of that to him. I brief him. He's like, I think he goes off. He's like, I was like, yeah, you just rehearse the sound. Like, you get the levels right.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, no, we need to go off and get food or some shit. So then he leaves and he comes back and then I prep him again. He acts like he's ready. The time comes now and then I come out and the vocals are just bare low.
Damn.
People saying, we can't hear you.
Whilst you're actually...
While I'm there, like, I'm on now, like, they're like, we can't hear you, turn it up. So I'm like to the guy, I'm on the mic. Like, I'm
like, turn the shit up.
Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up, yo. Yeah. Do you know, yo, like a church, the person be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tapping on back. Like,
Gavin, 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 turn it up, bro. And he's just, I look at, because I don't like looking at the crowd. So yeah, I'm like, yeah, boy, but to see him, I'm trying to look at him.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah,
say that, yeah, you need to turn it up. And I just see him there later. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're good, you're good. Yeah, 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 yeah,
you're
good.
With a zoom in his mouth as well. I was like, bro, what the fuck
are
you doing, bro?
Oh, good performance, man. It's a good intro.
I enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah, I didn't even see it, bro.
No, watch you watched the video. It looked good.
It
looked
and it was
good.
It was a good, it was a great performance.
Yeah, yeah,
it was a good intro.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was vexed on them.
Yeah. So yeah, I was actually going to speak about that. So it was about you. But so we decided to do like this stand up thing, right? So there was a random generator on the screen. Whoever's animated face comes up, you got to tell your 2-3 minute stand up story to the crowd. And that was actually quite scary for us because like we've never done that before.
Yeah,
it's like 700 plus people there. You can hardly see anyone. Most people haven't even been on stage. Most people haven't even held a microphone.
So, imagine if you heard boo.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out of the stage.
Yeah. I hope not.
So obviously I was first, innit? And I was so happy to go first because I could just get out of the way.
After
I could just chill,
yeah.
And then because we started late, because there's issues with the security getting people in and whatnot.
Yeah.
We were told that we got to end the show a bit early.
Yeah. Mm. And we agreed as well. We agreed whoever goes last, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever goes last, then you just, you don't get to tell. So Sneakbo comes on, then he comes off, and then we're like trying to close... I got the mic to like close off the show, doing the thank yous. I'm like, thank you to Daily Paper and to... who else was there?
Bro, that's McCartney. That's what pissed me off
because
you didn't
go picking
their people, bro.
I was thanking
everyone.
Steve,
I thank God.
In that time. Thank you to my mom.
You're naming the order.
And then Deji just whispers to me, yo, I want to tell about
No, that's not how it happened.
I think
Deji said it to me. So Deji was, he touched me.
Yeah, because you know the couch is in the front.
Bro, I said that.
Passed back, bro.
Chinese whispers.
Do you know what? Hey, he wants to tell you, stand up. I'm like, oh. Okay, so apparently Deji wants to tell a story to you guys. So
then he said a few words from Deji. Yeah.
That was funny, because it was still a funny story, but it was so like, I just wish we could have done that part better.
Yeah. And you know what? To be honest, I should have let you end it. But when I saw you, man, telling the story.
I understand it.
And the reception.
I think we spoke
whilst the show was going on.
It was lit.
I went to Dej and I was like, we're running out of time. Like, I don't think us two should tell our story. He's like, yo, have you seen the reception?
Us knew that it was going to go like that because none of us had never done this before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So everyone going off. You was thinking there's going to be one disaster. There had to be. No one's done this before.
Everyone hit. You would have missed that.
You know what? I knew that you was vexed because you were sitting next to me and you must have pinched me and you pinched me hard. You know? I could see the vein. You know when the vein comes on the side of your head? He was like, I'm going to tell my story, man. So Bengs is talking, saying goodbye to the crowd. And while you're saying goodbye to the crowd, I'm tapping you that.
Let him tell his story.
So I was tapping you.
I was like,
that's crazy, man. But it was lit, though.
It's crazy, man.
And imagine when I was telling my story, that's why you should. And I always had this rule as well that you should never. Anytime I've done performances and music, I've always said, don't let me go last. Like, let me go in the middle, not at the beginning.
Yeah, because just people's energy in it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you see people walking out as well. Like, people think it's about training.
When
I was telling my thing, like, and I think because the sneak ball was such a hide and it seemed like it was ending as well.
Yeah, I think
people were already kind of getting up. So I was seeing...
Yeah, it was late. Whilst you were telling your story.
Yeah.
There was still enough people sitting down, but I saw like...
People walking off.
Like, you know when it was...
It wasn't because of your story, bro.
Yeah, people are walking off.
And they're looking... They're walking off.
They got open return back.
But Vicious story though, Vicious story was lit. And
when did the accident slapped?
So,
oh, bloody fuck.
Yeah, that one.
No, but so before myself personally, I was nervous before we started, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like, even when I got in my car to drive to.
Nervous. I asked this question. Were you not nervous?
100%.
I was sweating
and it was cold, bro. It was like 5 degrees and I was sweating.
See, no one's never. We didn't do this.
I remember arriving, then we go to a room at the back before we get to the stage. And then someone says, let's all back magnums, let's just down it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all back in Magnums and I'm looking around and I'm seeing Vish with something else in his hand.
Oh.
And Vish has got some bottle that looks like some potion in his hand that Sabrina made or something. I don't know.
Sabrina.
And he's drinking.
That's crazy.
And we're like to him, what's that? What's in that bottle? And he tells us, magnesium, bro. I'm like, what's magnesium? Then he does that performance on stage and I'm thinking...
You need some magnesium.
I need some of that, man, because he slapped.
Yeah,
man.
That's cold.
He
slapped. Man.
Yeah.
How did Tim and Shake? How did you, man, feel?
Nah, I was nervous, obviously, but it kind of helped because we went there before to see the Royal Mall show.
We opened up for them,
so that was crazy. So seeing that, so
did you come on stage?
Yeah, I was there. I didn't really tell the story, but I was there initially.
That was cool though.
I enjoyed that experience. So that really helped us perform, anyways. But funny, I want to say, like, shout out Sneakbo, because actually, do you know, because I haven't seen him in ages, because I actually knew him before.
No, not my cousin.
But I know him from before. So do you know how you meet someone, like, in your, like, childhood, then you haven't spoken to him for years and they're famous, you're thinking, does this person even remember me? So I'm thinking, how am I going to approach this person?
Did he remember you?
Wait, let me get to it.
Sorry.
So, because funny, when Pedro said, oh, we might be getting Sneakbo to come, I was like, okay, cool, I haven't seen him in years. I don't know if he remembers me or not, anyway.
You don't call him that, do you?
No, I don't. I had to call him Sneak, but I don't want to call him by his real name. So then obviously seeing the first time, I was like, all right, he hasn't even changed at all. So I was thinking, I was thinking, how am I going to approach him? Like, what's the way to do it? You're like, yo, you could. You're like, you nod your head, or you'd be like, oh yeah, do you remember me? You remember this?
This guy's planning in his head how to say safe to someone.
I don't know. I would be like, I'm a beg, or be like, because he might be different titles before in it, so I don't know how to approach him. Yeah, for sure.
You knew him when he was free.
So I think it was during during when we were changing, like, I think it was the break time. So imagine there's like 9 of us. Sneakbo's there with his entourage, and all 9 of us are there changing, taking off our tops and changing in front of him, which is funny. Oh, okay. So I was like,
we didn't need to give that detail. We didn't
get stuff.
Yeah, you want to clip it off?
No.
Why did you start clapping?
It's just.
Why did you just start clapping?
No, but you know what it is.
It's his birthday.
Why did you just start clapping?
No, you know what it is. I clapped because of the timestamp. Do you know when you need to get rid of something? You clap because of the...
I heard that.
Okay, fair
enough. I didn't know that. That's a good idea.
He's on the sound team. He's not getting clapped out now, so just...
Yes, I just approached him and said, oh, you remember me? I even said my full Nigerian name. You remember me, Darius from church? Remember me? He's like, oh, yeah, I remember you. You look different.
I was thinking, how good?
How's your family and stuff? Yeah, good, man, all good. So he spoke for a bit.
That's what I say when I see fans in the street as well.
Yeah,
that's
it. But yeah, I know next time if I know someone that's famous, I ain't gonna say a word, man. I was gonna be like, yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
that's the way forward.
Yeah. Do you feel nice, Jake, before the last show?
I was nervous, you know. So I remember.
Do you have dreams about like your performance?
Nah, I didn't have. I don't. I'm like Tim. I don't dream that often. I dream like once every month, innit?
I hate this group, man.
I think we're crazy.
So dumb.
But you, obviously, the correct thing is I dream. I don't remember my dreams. I remember my dreams like once a month. That's the correct answer, Tim. Note that for next time.
I
remember obviously like I was. Was preparing. I was bare studying, bare stand up. I was watching bare Dave Chappelle. I was thinking. Listen, like, how do I do this, man? I can't be embarrassing myself. This is like 700 people here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I need to go and take this seriously. So I was watching stand ups and I was writing notes. I was just
really
100%. I was.
Oh, sick. I
was. So I was writing notes. I was thinking, okay, cool. Like, well, how do I start? How do I end? And how do I end? How do I go through the middle? How do I end?
Yeah.
And then the big thing was like the callback. Cause I was it slaps when you watch a stand up and you have the callback at the end that brings to the front. I was like, listen, that's clever. If the audience is engaged and you call back at the end and they get that, you get a standing ovation every single time.
What was your story about again?
My story is about a situation in a coworker in the office.
Yes.
And then I met someone and at the end, the whole point was I was at DLT. And then I met them.
Yes, I remember. So you was meant to be friends with the new black
person. The new black guy.
Yeah, I like that story.
I like the story. Like it's
Femi?
Femi Oluwa Femi.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
I like the story.
When you do the research on like the comedic timing and all that kind of stuff and you see about the callback,
How can you say that my story? How do you see me doing this stuff like that? Because you must see the TikTok comments and you see the way they're breaking down what I'm doing.
Because I've...
Don't you think to yourself, you're so close to me. Like, you're seeing it in HD, front row seat.
Because I've seen the unreleased verses that are slapping.
that's a whack excuse.
It's a lie, man.
But what I will say, though, I think a few of us in this group could be stand-up comedians.
Yeah, 100%.
Who?
1,000%.
Oh, you want me to be toxic?
No, I didn't say anything. I said, who could be taxed down? That's a positive. This guy's toxic as fuck, bro.
Yeah,
toxic,
he said he was going to be.
They're toxic.
But he said who?
Yeah.
Who could be a stand-up comedian?
He's not saying who can't.
Who can't, yeah. I'm not saying who can't.
But if you say who's, you can't.
No,
you could say who.
Not necessarily.
100%, like, you could do stand-up comedy.
Oh,
You could
that's
do
a revelation.
No, but obviously, don't make it seem like I'm hating because I don't. Because you know what I'm saying? You've got to channel your energy back because when man are just chatting nonsense, you just have to go and calm yourself down in it. 100%. So, but like, we're moving off topic.
No,
so,
but I'll be honest. I had a meeting with someone in TV and she said, I didn't even tell you guys this, did I? No. She said that a few of us could be. She doesn't know who. She just said a few of us should actually try stand up comedy.
Would anyone actually try stand up?
Okay, if you see some of the DMs, the people saying stuff to me, like they're making me think like yeah, I could do this.
I think you should try it.
Would you? But that's would anyone try it?
I'll be in the back of the crowd going. Boo!
Would any man actually do like you know those stand? What do you call it?
Like when
comedy
club. Yeah, but you know when you come in and you do 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's like
there's a saying for it, like a one mic night.
I know what you're trying to say. Open mic night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would actually try that. You know,
we should do that as a group. Yeah,
that would be fun.
Go to an open mic night.
If there's any open mic nights that you guys know of, just send it to us and
we'll film
it. I think we can film.
That would slap, you know.
I did it for bands, but yeah.
I'd love to see.
How do you hate the
what, these toxic stuff?
Yeah.
It's not toxic. Because
I'm not being toxic. I'm not talking down on anything.
Yeah.
So why do you not like it?
No, it's not that I don't like it, but today I don't like it.
You don't like it every day.
Let's get into these line.
Okay, yeah. So one of the games we play at the live show.
Actually, before you go into that quickly.
Okay, go on.
No,
another favourite part of the live show, it's very quick, was when we were playing this game, Whose Line Is This? And Vish came to the front.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, all of us are like
6 foot plus.
Some are 5'4. Some are 5'4.
5'11.
5'10. 11.
And obviously, the mic was up here, and then Vish is growing. Yeah. So, yeah, so we reduced his.
He's growing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He is growing.
Both of them are crazy.
He's growing.
Yeah, that was funny. I watched that on the video the other day. It was bare.
That's bare.
It
looked sick, though.
Because the mic, like, he probably tried to go to the
mic. He tiptoed. Yeah.
That was a lovely moment.
I just feel like our live show is just so, like, it's just filled with just bants.
Yeah.
It's just, like, there's so many high moments.
When we were on stage, it was, like, when we got into the games, it was just consistently.
I love that feeling.
Yeah. Like, I remember the feeling afterwards when it was all done and everyone just soaked in because we didn't know how it was going to go. And we were in Soho House and everyone else was just there and we were just chilling.
The love was amazing, isn't it?
And we were just, first of all, we all got to like soak in and like feel like, yeah, we've actually just did this.
It went too fast though.
And then we just had everyone else around us.
I jumped off stage when you went to the back. I jumped off stage to take it in.
Yeah, I think I saw Michael Jackson
do that one time. I was
starting to faint, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we were just coming up to you. Like, you could see a cube forming. I was just like,
it's mad, isn't it? Afterwards, everyone just wants to get
their own. I just want to know that you know me, that I know that you know me. You know how
I lose.
Yeah.
let's play a game.
Anyway, let's get into this game. So this is one of the games we play on the live show. It's a very difficult game. It's difficult. It's about wit. I don't know why we've called it Whose Line Is It? I don't like that. I think that you just said that one time, then we just ran.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's a show. It's a show. Is that the name of the show? Or is that the name of the game?
That's not what it's called in the show. In Mock the Week.
Oh, is it not?
Yeah.
It's called Mock the Week.
But we called it Whose Line Is It Anyways.
But what does that mean? Whose line?
Who's like?
How's that related to the game?
Whose line is it?
In the West, it's stuck now.
It's stuck. It's
all stuck.
Yeah, yeah. What's it called? The Mock of the Week.
I think it's called Mock of the Week. I think.
No, that's
no. The name of the show.
The name of the show.
You haven't even watched Mock of the Week.
It's Mock.
No,
have you watched it?
Now watch it on YouTube.
It's Mock of the Week.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Mock of the Week.
No, Mock of the Week.
Yeah. I think Mock of the Week makes more sense.
Yeah, and somebody called it Mock of the Week. I think it was
Mock. No, I said Mock of the Week. Mock. You guys said Mock the Week and said I was wrong.
Mock of the Week with coconut milk.
Anyway, basically the game is, we'll have a headline and then we all have to come up with...
This guy's researching.
I'm not, I'm just on Google.
You can get your phone back because you might probably have the... I'm going to keep my phone in my hand. I've got the lines on my phone. But basically, like, yeah, there's a headline and then we have to respond with a witty line to the headline. So I think last time we did things that would be said at Nick Cannon's parents' evening.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to start with...
This guy's that guy in class that just always...
It's called Mock the Week. It's called Mock the Week. I just wanted to check.
Mock the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, man, because you were saying, I think Mock the Week makes more sense.
I like verification. I like people that go and verify.
Like,
especially when you know that you're right.
I didn't even know, but I said, let me just wanted
to make sure. Like, I knew you were right because you might said I was wrong for saying Mock of the Week.
There you go, man. This is childish.
God. Okay, cool. And I've got some good submissions from both Manny and Vish. He weren't here today.
Oh shit!
Sent in something. So when their one comes up, I'm going to submit their.
No,
one.
Why can't I say it? Why
exactly? Exactly.
No, but I'm not saying it as me.
Let me plagiarize, man.
Let's go. Hey, can we do it this way so that we get some ideas? Yeah. I start with theirs.
Yeah, start with theirs.
But I don't want to do all of
them. No. Yeah. So you say what the line is, and then you say Manny and Vish's one for that line.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And then it gets us going.
I'm going to start with, wedding vows you would say to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh.
Mm.
First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
I got one. Ops eulogy.
Yeah,
I got one.
Go on.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
No, hopefully not.
But I made it better, but hopefully not.
So mine was, for you, I would get rid of my 6-pack, my 4-pack.
And my 2-pack. Things I would say at Jada Pinkett's, the vows, yeah?
Yeah.
For better, for entanglements.
Stinks.
In belly. What's the name of the fish, Kevin?
Macayabu.
No entanglements this summer.
Okay, things you would say. Wedding vows you would say to Jada Pinkett Smith. Manny had. I promise to always be up for role playing, long as you're willing to play Janet Jackson.
Oh, poetic justice.
Mm.
These men don't know what that is. They don't watch black movies.
This is a good one. Manny said, I promise to love you every minute of every day, of every week, of every month, well apart from August.
Oh, I knew that. Yo. Crazy.
He slapped on that one. Okay.
That slaps.
What else you would say to Jada Pinkett Smith? This is one of mine. Forget your old will. I hope your next will contains me and Tupac.
The next will?
Will, like your
will, your actual will.
Yeah.
That's Mbaku.
I think it'd be good.
Even it? Is that it? What's the fish again?
What's the fish?
Makayabu.
Does anybody have any more for that?
I have one, but it's kind of dark.
Go on. Oh, now we want
in it. Go on.
You can have Tupac if I can have a Leo.
Makayabu.
What do you say? Through richer and through poorer, through thick and through thin. So I'm just...
Yeah, next one.
Raw Makayabu.
left
it's been left outside.
Makayabo.
Okay, cool. You're gonna
mine had August in it, but.
Go on, do it.
Daddy was slapped. Did I say it? But I got rid of it.
Mine had August in it.
Look at this guy. Yeah, it did.
Okay, cool. Things your girl says to you before you go to DLT Malta.
Ooh. I'm coming. No? Makayabu?
Tilapia.
Okay. Things your girl says to you before you go to DLT Malta.
Yeah.
Don't forget your Bible, baby.
Ooh.
Make sure you text me every minute of the day, even when I'm asleep or when you're asleep. And I'm asleep.
Delivery is important.
Delivery is important.
Okay, I got one.
Do you not watch the David Beckham documentary?
Delivery is important.
I got one.
That's a good one.
I got one. Why have you changed your wallpaper from me to your car?
Oh, yes, that's
too real.
Something on.
I've got, make sure you say hello to Yemi, Temi, Jemmy, Kemi, Bemi, and my brother Femi for me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fish, right?
No, that's
his.
What does that mean?
Sorry. That's a good one, but it's not scenario, but
mine was meant to be, make sure you text me. Oh my gosh.
I murdered it twice,
bro.
I'm going to put it in as well.
That's all right.
We need to chop that off, man.
I've got one. I don't think you will get. Hopefully, this is funny.
Parcel tongue.
No.
Just
it
say
says.
It, man.
Have you,
is everything.
Okay, cool. Have you applied for your visa yet?
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You don't know.
I get it.
I need to explain it because we didn't get it.
No, I actually tried that. No, just a trick. This is like a trick question, basically. Obviously, you don't need a visa to go to Malta. But yeah, it's.
I mean, it depends because you could be living here and have a Nigerian passport.
Are we being technical like this? Okay, well, cool. We're being technical.
Hey, I got one. Make sure you book Easy Books for your meet and greet.
Easy Books.
Chaplines, you would say for a black girl in tech.
A black girl in tech?
Yeah.
You work in tech. I knew you and I should be together.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah,
you
are. Yeah.
Smoke.
Smoke.
I got one. If you turn it off, I'll turn you on.
I got one. Don't worry about your firewall. You're safe with me.
Ah, okay.
You don't get it. People get it.
But baby, your skin is Microsoft.
The micro means the pause.
Microsoft.
I've got another. This is
Return
silly.
Of the Mac.
Are you?
You can say anything now.
You forbidden fruit because I want to take a bite of your apple.
When you come from the Mac to that.
Listen, synergy.
I like that.
Girls in tech, chill. Girls in tech. You remind me of no.
Go back. You are exactly what I was looking for.
UX. No?
You remind me of my ex.
I'll neglect bro code and start using Java.
Is that yours? Whose is it? Manny's?
That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
I want to ChatGPT be with you.
Okay, I got one. I love a woman that knows her way around the motherboard.
Motherboard.
Come on,
love a woman that knows her way around the motherboard. What the fuck are you talking about?
Come on,
I don't know what motherboard is.
What? What?
What the fuck you're talking about?
talking about? You like a woman that knows a way around her motherboard.
Now you make me question myself. But wait, am I going crazy?
What are you talking about?
Am I going crazy?
I'm a kayabu. Okay, I've got one. Chat lines for a black girl in tech. I can tell you have gone through a lot of back end development.
Mm. Boy, that's cold.
I see them laughing over there.
Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah, motherboard is something, but I'm not gonna explain.
Yeah, that. But you said the girl likes her mother.
Board. No, motherboard is something because on a computer.
Yeah, but the other part of the entendre is you said you like a girl that knows her way around.
Do you know what I've got? Because I thought about a microwave kitchen, so I thought, oh, motherboard. Do you know if they know how
what
to?
Okay, it's bad. I've got another one.
I can command see us together forever.
I didn't need to be there, that's the thing.
I'm commanding.
Nearly.
These are off the cuff, you man are writing shit down, bro.
No, that's true. I'll go forward.
Hey, you just take 5 minutes. just gather your
hands. I want to command an X with you.
That's laughing.
Okay, my hardware seems right for your software, even with all the bugs.
What the? It's a chlamydia joke, bro.
Control out, delete my ass.
Oh, this guy coming with nonsense, bro.
Wait, I don't understand.
Delete my ass. Bro, that's crazy, man.
Control out, delete my ass.
Baby, I'll be your.
These are chat lines, bro. This is like on Hinge and that, no?
You've got your 4-0 down, bro.
Baby, I'll be your protector. I'll be your firewall.
He just said that.
He said that, yeah.
Baby,
that.
I'll be your McAfee. Baby, what's the other one?
I don't know what
that is. Norton.
Baby, I'll be your
Graham Norton.
Baby, I know you got those firewalls, so you won't get this virus. That's another chlamydia joke.
Well, why are we doing this, man?
Just another chlamydia joke.
This is a chat up line. How was that going to get?
He's off for tech. Exactly.
Yeah, but there's some quirky girls out there.
Yeah, they were prominent.
In the US.
100%. You got any more?
I've got another one.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this.
I don't think he's got gay, but let's see.
I don't think you get it.
What industry do you work in?
Hey, chill. I got this one. Let's just make sure I got my head right. Okay, cool.
What was that you said?
This has been Pastor Midcat. Make sure you go like, comment, and subscribe. Now, I've got another one. Anyways, let me say this one. No, because you're not putting me on the spot now.
Okay, go on, Pedro. Baby, I made a PowerPoint and I have the word and me and you will excel.
Okay, I've got one. I just thought this, I've got one.
The callback is important.
I don't think you will get this one, but I'll say it anyway.
I'm just saying, man.
I will, because I will.
Spread your cheeks in these sheets.
I don't like that one. It's straight to the point.
I know you know.
Wait, one more. I know this guy can actually code.
You gonna say it? I know you know SQL, but I wanna give you my
five. No. I know you know CSS because I can tell you got class.
Is that mine was better than that?
I know, but I don't. He's the one to get this one.
I want to give your computer a virus.
No, but you want to get that one. I just want to say it. Honestly, but I want to say that one, but I know you don't want to get it.
I know you know
what's that,
but you can get my.
It's back. Basically a lack of code in language.
Do you want some of this Figma?
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Figma users, you know that one. You want some of this Figma?
What's the fig? I wasn't saying that.
Figma
I was saying
is a program.
Yeah.
Protect,
yeah, but what's the fig?
What's the fig? What's the entendre for fig? The other one.
Your dick is like a fig. That's disgusting.
It's between the lines.
You're between the lines, man. Hey.
Have we got any more?
Hey. Let's do... that was it. That was it.
I want to go off the cuff.
I thought we had the Dr. Emo one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Emo
one. Right. You've got stuff loaded for that.
He did. He was ready. Okay, cool. He was ready
cool.
No.
Things Dr. Umar would say at Parliament.
Reparations.
No snow bunnies.
No snow bunnies.
Can come in this place.
Shit. Okay, I've got one. Things Dr. Umar would say at Parliament. I'm going to need all the black MPs on the right side and all the white MPs on the wrong side.
Yeah. We will be renaming the Blackwall Tunnel. We will just be naming it the Tunnel.
Blackfriars Bridge. Friars Bridge.
That's
cold.
I see why you brought that back. Man.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
I see. You have to get out.
Because I was
going to
forget that. Yeah.
There's officially a ban on all vanilla ice creams. We will always only sell chocolate.
We
will no longer be selling milkshakes.
No milkshakes, just shake. Shake.
I can tell Ben's ones are definitely on the
screen. There's only one layer.
What about you, man? You didn't, man, didn't have any for Dr.
Umar? I said reparations.
I had donations. I had the bunny one, but Bengt's already said it. So.
You had donations?
Oh, the snow bunny?
No, the snow bunny one. I had something like that.
Did Manny and Vish have any?
Yes, they did, actually.
Vish had some?
No. Vish didn't have any. Vish.
Praise God, man.
Vish, yeah.
Oh, no, Manny didn't have any for Dr. Umar, but he did for Chat Up Lines. For a black girl in tech. Yeah.
Go on.
So I'll just run him back. I want to download myself all over your PC.
Yo!
I want to download myself all over your PC. He's a sicko. There's no doubt about it. He goes,
I hate this group.
You always feel safe around me. Call me Norton. He twisted yours. Being with me is like Excel, because all I want to do is spreadsheets.
Spreadsheets. Shit. Yeah, that means you're just sleeping.
It's true, isn't it? You're just spreading sheets. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It depends on how you say sheets. Sheeks. Go on. Oh, I've got another one.
Go on.
Let me take you home and you can feel this hard drive.
This one is sardine.
I hate you.
Makabu, all of the fish.
Makayabu.
Makayabu. We go together like Apple and iOS.
Io stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks, that works. Okay, that was Whose Line Is It Anyway? If that was fun, that's what we do at a live show, but we do it live and it's a lot more, it's better on the spot. Like, it's just funny when you've got the audience and there's more stakes attached to having a deadline. Sort of thing.
But the guys here were having a blast.
You guys were having a blast over there.
You heard some stinkers.
That's what we
Should we do that one every week until the live show? Just one different scenario.
I've enjoyed it.
It's just well, it's inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like Francis Niagara right now.
In Ghana.
When Tim
corrects you. Tim.
Give me one, man.
Man said Niaga. I thought that
is a girl. Nah, slap.
Man said Niaga. I thought it was a South Korean footballer.
What time are we out in there?
Yeah.
58. Oh,
yeah, fantastic. We're done. We're time's done.
I can close it out on that. Thank you, guys. This has been Pastor Meerkat. Please buy tickets to the live show. Please.
Why? Why should they buy tickets?
We did this at the beginning of the episode, but yeah, like, it's just going to be fun. We play that game that we do.
No, but I think it's true, though.
People need to remind us. You stay to the end, and you watch us, and you're thinking, like, listen, like, I ain't sure. Like, I'm just getting another, I'm giving another idea. Let me get another.
I saw one of my friend's sons today, and he did exactly that when he got shitted.
There you go.
Yeah, back to the live show. It should be fun, as fun as this, or that. We'll definitely be playing this game, and we've got some really good headlines we're going to think of.
Special guests.
The karaoke is always lit. Drake's
coming.
Why do you always tell people things prematurely? Like, we had a discussion in the group that we're not going to tell anyone.
Makayabu.
So jarring.
Genuinely, you do smell like Makayabu.
Anyway, we're past the meerkat. We are out. See you guys next week.
Peace. Love, man. Peace.
Make sure you hit the post notification button.
Stop recording.
so that when we post, you get a notification.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.